5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, this is not first class.
Welcome to The Clown Car, a parenting podcast where a mom
and a dad
talk about what it's like being the ringleaders in our circus.
We're not professionals. The only credentials we have are for kids. So do your research and find out what works for you. So we're back.
Woo! I bet you missed us.
Another week. Christmas happened.
It totally happened.
Happened and went. And we will talk a little bit more about that later.
A lot more about that.
A lot more about our adventures of Christmas and everything. But to start off the show, we wanted to do a couple little shout-outs. So we had a couple listeners reach out to us and tell us about some of the stories they had and some of the things that we recommended or talked about or on our show. And they introduced themselves or their kids to. So the first one, Crystal's going to let us know.
Okay, well, you're wrong about that, because we said it was annoying, and then we had a listener.
I said we talked about it. I didn't say...
I said we recommended it.
We either recommended or talked
about
it.
We anti-recommended it. But we had Brittany said that she introduced her son to The Color Crew, and if you've been following us, we talked about that in, I think, the second episode?
Episode 2.
Talking about it's this really annoying show on Netflix that our kids all love. And so I guess that made her want to check it out, and she said her son loves it. So I guess now we're going to recommend it.
Well, no, we're not. Why, Brittany? Why?
I know. Now you have to watch it all the time.
But yeah, thanks for letting us know that you did that, and we appreciate the feedback, and we're letting you know that we appreciate it.
And let us know in 6 weeks if you still appreciate the recommendation.
The Color Crew. All right, another one, Tina from Utah. This is relating to my Christmas Eve dreams being crushed by a tradition that I remember doing, but that my mother didn't remember doing.
Yeah, the homemade pizza.
Homemade pizza on Christmas Eve. We talked about that last episode. So Tina says, when I was 19 or 20, my mom and I took a trip down to Utah to Salt Lake and went to a Temple Square, and then they had lunch and wandered around what was left of the ZCMI mall at the time. And because they were not renewing contracts, she says, and they were getting ready to tear it down. She says, I bought this giant pink hoodie, and she says she was wearing it on this trip, and she was just talking about how great and wonderful and all she had a bunch of favorite memories of this trip with her mom down to Salt Lake City. And then she writes, and my mom doesn't even remember going. She's like, no kidding. Moral of the story, moms forget.
They do forget.
Well,
moms need slack. We need to cut them a break. I can't even... My kids are only 7 and younger, and I can't even tell you what the first word they spoke was. You think you'll remember these things, but you don't. Write them down if you're new parent.
Or you missed Lacey's graduation.
Oh, I know. Thanks. Now I feel bad. Our 3-year-old graduated from her church class into the next older church class, and they actually had
a little caps ceremony.
And I forgot. They didn't go. Sorry, Lacey.
You'll get over it. She didn't even know we were there.
So those are some people that have written in, and we appreciate it.
So, yeah, everyone else should write us a story or tell us if they enjoyed anything we recommended or were talking about. We'd love to hear from you, and we'll continue to give you shout-outs and all that. So, thank you so much, Brittany and Tina.
Yes.
So, we're kind of going to cram our story of the week and our main section of the show together this week because...
Christmas is a big story.
It's really the same thing this week because... We're talking about Christmas, Christmas vacation, Christmas traveling, Christmas parties with family members, Christmas Day, opening presents, the whole nine yards. I was getting to it.
They got it.
All right, well, you can start us off then.
Oh, okay. Let's see. I wasn't expecting that for me to start.
Well, let's talk about traveling first.
Okay. So traveling was good.
Yeah.
It wasn't too bad.
So, for those of you that don't know that we have 4 kids, 7, 5, 3, and 1, 2 boys and 2 girls. So
usually by the end of a trip, I do that, like, I don't know, what do you call it, where you, the whip back and glare thing. Like they're being obnoxious.
Like someone was kicking your chair in the movie theater.
Yeah, and you whip back and glare.
And you look at them. You do that at the end of the trip.
You do the hateful eye contact. Stop being obnoxious. But this one was good. I didn't do that. I think I snapped at someone once at the very, very end. But I remember the day when I said, I never want my kids to watch TV in the car, or I want them to enjoy the scenery and take in the beautiful historical blah, 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 blah. But now every kid had something in their hands the whole time.
And we ask ourselves how our parents ever did it.
I know. It's terrible. I feel so guilty, but it was so good. It's awesome. So I guess that was the secret to our traveling. I've seen a lot of Pinterest stuff, like, you know, make little goodie bags.
Said the word.
I know. Pinterest. So I am not that kind of parent. I am the, let's just do this.
Let's just have an enjoyable car trip.
For us.
So they each had their own electronic device, or they watched the DVD. We have a DVD player built into the minivan.
Yeah.
And thank you, Dodge.
So we gave in, and it was a really nice trip.
Yeah.
I will say, though, that I had mentioned that I didn't want to get sick. That was my goal for Christmas, not getting sick. And we left, and I was so excited that I was so healthy. But it doesn't matter, because it turns out I am allergic to Texas. The whole darn state. As soon as we got there, I just, like, congested. I'm still congested.
Just a little bit.
It's disappointing.
But apparently, to Mom, you can't be allergic to a state.
Oh, you can, and I am.
So, we were playing a game. And we'll talk a little more about that, because that'll be part of our stuff. Yeah, oh yeah. We'll be talking about the games we played.
All right.
So what's your stuff we recommend?
What's the story that came to your mind?
Okay. Well, we talked about traveling. We made it to San Antonio, Texas.
8-hour drive.
8 hours.
Fun times.
Yeah, a little under 8 hours, but yeah, no, it was good. We ended up spending the night at Crystal's brother's house, and that was lots of fun because we actually get along with that part of her family.
If he's listening,
we love you, Dan.
We love you.
Yeah. No, it was awesome. Had a good time doing that. And you know what? The main thing about the Christmas trip that I enjoyed the most?
Board games.
Board games. And just playing games in general.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. I love... And I'm kind of a, when I'm on vacation, I'll sit down and relax every once in a while, but I'm kind of the type of person that I have to constantly be doing something.
Yeah, he's one of those
people. So when everyone's burnt out, you know those hours between, 2 and 4 o'clock.
We're all sitting on the couch about to fall asleep, and he's like, hey guys, want to play a game?
That enthusiastic, but I
basically, and everyone just looks at you like, what's wrong with you?
I don't like to take naps. I feel that I could be doing something else during that nap time, and that time could be filled with gaming. And so, but yeah, we got to play a lot of board games. We even started that our first day there and playing a bunch of games, and I made everyone play a bunch of games pretty much every single day.
Don't take all the credit. We are the party people, not you. This is a conglomerate party animal.
I'm going to take the credit.
I'm going to slap you.
You are tired. Anyway,
so we had talked about last week that dealing with Christmas stress.
Yes.
And I have to say that This was awesome because
there was no stress.
We went out of town to other people's houses,
which could be stressful.
So, well, no, that's not what I mean. Oh. I mean, I didn't have to cook or clean or do anything. I bet my sister-in-law is listening and she's like, yeah, she didn't do anything.
Oh.
But I am.
Burn.
I didn't do anything except play games and apparently be tired.
Yeah.
Actually, I was.
Well, you know how it is. Okay. So when we're on vacation, especially vacation to visit people, you feel obligated to spend as much of the waking hours as possible with them because you don't get to see them that much. So we stayed up unreasonably late every night.
Make it sound like we don't love our family.
No,
You're obligated to stay up with them.
No, like, you have to stay up because I want to spend as much time with them as possible. And so I don't think we went to bed earlier than midnight.
And we have four kids, so that's really late.
The kids weren't up till midnight.
It's so late.
But we were up till midnight. Every night, probably.
Back in college, we were up to like 4 every night.
And we're all like, oh. And we'd get up 2 hours later and be like, yay!
It's 11 o'clock at night. It's so late.
Oh, whatever. We're tired by 9.
I know. It's sad.
So I'm sure people that are listening could relate to that. It's almost that you have to take a vacation from your vacation because you're just so tired. Because we did stay up late every single night.
That's why tomorrow I'm staying in my pajamas all day long. And we are going to watch TV all day long. And
sounds
fun. I am not going to feel guilty about it.
And I have to go to work.
Have fun.
Yay!
So, let's see. I had fun visiting other family. We have two sets of family that live where we went. But two of my cousins, both are parents for the first time
this year. Yeah, that's fun.
And so when we were sitting around, I thought this would be fun to talk about for the clown car. So I asked them, what was the most unexpected part of parenting for you? And the first man said, no sleep. He wasn't expecting to be so tired. And I laughed because I'm still tired. That never goes away.
That doesn't go away. But he also mentioned that social life changes a lot.
Yes. You lose your social life.
Well, I mean, no, it changes. Because before you have children, I mean, even when you're married, before you have children, you go out a lot. You hang out with your either single or young married friends that have no kids, and you're still up late and going,
doing stuff.
But when you have a kid, that all changes. And when people say it doesn't change, they're lying.
Who says it doesn't change?
They're out there.
Are they?
But it's just, he was surprised because he would get invited to go out and do things with friends, but then his mindset has totally changed to the point where he's like, I would rather stay, you know, go home and just relax and hang out with my family than I would staying up late hours with you guys.
Yeah.
And it's nothing personal towards our friends because we still love our friends, but your social obligations change.
And the TV becomes your best friend.
TV is my friend.
It's once you have kids, you're too tired to even, if you have the opportunity to go out, you just want to sit and veg. That's what we call it.
Well,
vegging.
And when we go out, and it's usually just you and I, it's not like we go out with our friends or anything, but it's tough to go out as a parent because not only are you paying to go out and do something, but generally you are also paying to have a babysitter watch your kids.
We'll talk about that in another episode.
That'll be another episode. We'll focus entirely on that.
Okay, so yeah, so no sleep and no,
lack of
your
sleep.
Family time becomes more important than friend time. So I talked to my other cousin, who's a new dad, and I asked him the same question, and here's his answer. Feeling overwhelmed all of the time.
All the time.
Which made me laugh because Tina, the one that wrote the story about her mom forgetting, she said she has one kid and is, what'd she say? Sorry, if I word it wrong, she's kind of having a hard time with just one, like it's rough. So there you go. You're not alone. Feeling overwhelmed all of the time. I feel like I'm starting to get this handle on things.
Yeah.
Sometimes our kids throw us some doozies, though.
Yeah.
Like we always say, it's like you finally get the hang of parenting, and then one of them changes, or they all change, and they throw off the balance, and it's crazy. It starts being hard and overwhelming all over again. So, feeling overwhelmed all of the time. Is that how you feel, parents?
Yeah. Tell us how you felt when you first became a parent.
Or how you feel now.
How you feel now. And how it's changed from then to now.
The other thing that made me laugh is one of them was talking about how family times become more important. And they have these dreams of making a time capsule for their daughter. And they write letters to her and they put it in this time capsule. And they're going to have ones for her to open when she's like 16 and 18 and all those special memories.
Which are cool ideas.
And I was like, man, I remember thinking like that. Like with our firstborn, I have his birthday book that I wanted to be signed every year.
Yeah, and I remember that.
We took his picture professionally like every month to track his growth. Yep. And now it's like, you're lucky to get a camera or a cell phone photo of other kids.
Whip out our cell phone and be like, click, click, hurry, I gotta send a picture to grandma, click.
Yeah, that's like as sentimental as we get these days.
And is it the same for you? We'd like to know.
Yeah,
Does the sentimentality change over the course of multiple children?
If you have more kids than one, you're not going to be making time capsules. And if you do, I commend you. You are a better parent than me.
You're
in that aspect.
You're awesome. Yeah. So, but we did mention on our last episode about we were kind of apprehensive of visiting with family, like going with a family because...
Not you, Dan.
Not you, Dan, apparently.
Sorry, he mentioned that he heard us say we were not too excited.
Not too excited for vacation.
It wasn't you.
To see our family on vacation. But you know what? And a lot of people feel like that. Family can stress you out because there's certain, you know, family members that can do that to you. But when we went and visited with all of our family, it was fantastic. It was just great.
Mm-hmm.
It was not stressful. It wasn't awkward. It wasn't anything. We were smiling and laughing the whole time, and it was great. And the kids were good too.
Except our kids, we kept getting compliments about how well behaved
our kids are.
And that night, that very night, our 1 year old wouldn't go to bed. He kept crying.
Ugh.
So we kept him up till midnight. And then when we put him to bed, he slept for like 10 minutes and got up. So he had to sleep on the floor with us. And our other kids stayed up super late. And the next day, it was like all terror just broke loose. And they were psychos. And you could just see everyone like, oh, maybe they're not so well behaved. So I think we left at the right time.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone was getting a little crazy.
Yeah, we were there for a week, pretty much.
Yeah.
And we were glad we left when we did because everyone was getting tired and ornery. But funny things that happen with on our family vacation also is we went and visited Crystal's grandparents again. And last Christmas, Crystal's grandparents literally said their death goodbyes to us. Like they were saying, we're pretty sure we're going to die in 2014.
No, we know we are.
Yeah. And so they're saying their goodbyes, but they're still alive, and they really wanted us to come again for this Christmas.
Just in case
they die. And so...
you were making us sound so heartless.
No,
Techie.
It's just like, it was an interesting reason, like, come to Christmas, because they're still, I mean, they're not in the greatest health, but they're not like... They're not on their deathbeds either. I mean, they take care of themselves at their home. They don't have, like, anyone helping them.
Yeah.
So, but...
But this trip,
Crystal's grandma, just out of the blue, was just like, okay,
Need to start making a list.
She's like, I'd like you guys to tell me what you'd like to claim of our possessions. And we're like... Okay, so everyone was kind of put off by that. They're like, you want us to start saying what we want?
When you die, I want this. It was awkward. But then
But then the next day, after no one had said anything, and I was just sitting there looking at their stuff.
Their in-law child was like, I want that.
And then I was just like, well, if no one else is going to say anything, I'm gonna claim.
Dibs.
So I did. I put my dibs on a few things. I'm like, if no one's going to claim this, I claim this.
Yeah, my family's really small, so it's not like we're going to be fighting over a million people.
And we wouldn't fight over his stuff anyway.
Well, if we're sharing grandparents' stories.
Ooh, grandparents' stories.
My favorite moment of the whole trip was some carolers randomly showed up at their house. And my grandpa's really hard of hearing. And so the carolers started singing. And Barry was like, Grandpa, carolers!
And I had to yell it because he doesn't have his hearing aids.
He's
and
yelling,
I'm like,
carolers!
Grandpa, carolers are at the door!
And Grandpa just sits up and he's like, terrorists!
Terrorists are at the door!
So
and he said it dead seriously, though.
We like, didn't think there were. He just couldn't tell what you're saying. Terrorists? He's
like, terrorists?
Or like, carolers!
Carolers!
Singing about Christmas.
Well, and then he gets up and goes over there, and all of us are in our pajamas, like...
That nap time when we're all laying on the couch?
And we're just, like, sitting there, and then Grandpa's like, do you guys want to come in?
Come in!
Of us in the living room like, no!
So, that was our funny...
But they didn't come in, so don't worry.
We're not sharing many parenting stories this episode, but...
It's family stories. And those are just as important. So, but no, our kids were good.
The most annoying part of the whole thing was on the drive home. We're just a few hours away from home, and the one-year-old starts crying like just mortal danger. And Barry looks back, and he's like, I think something's wrong with his arm. And I look back, and it's dark, so I can't tell. It just looks like he's... I don't know, like, what do you call this? Just hanging.
Holding his hand.
Holding, yeah. His hands are clasped, but his arms are, like, at different angles, I guess. And so it looked like it was normal. I couldn't tell, so I was like, here, eat some chocolate.
Take some chocolate, child.
The best,
Be
right?
quiet.
Isn't that the cure-all? So I gave him a little chocolate ball, and I was like, stop crying. And so I look back, and he's still crying with this mouthful of chocolate, like, running down his face. So I'm like, okay.
Let's give him a drink.
So, so I thought maybe he's thirsty.
Maybe he's thirsty.
So I gave him a drink.
Gave him a drink.
And he keeps crying. So finally.
Well, no.
Wait.
You tried to give him a drink.
Oh, yeah. That's what it is.
And he tried to reach for the drink, but he couldn't.
He couldn't
because
reach
his arm was stuck.
Yeah, so, yeah, I was trying to hand him the drink, and he couldn't reach it.
Couldn't wait. Like, grab the drink. And he's like, I can't.
So I turned on the light on my flashlight, and on my cell phone, and I look back there, and he'd shoved his arm
like,
through this thing. Like, the lining of the car seat is coming off, and he'd shoved his arm through and got stuck. And so I was like, just give him food. And he was,
eat your chocolate. Take your drink. Why won't you be quiet? Oh, wait. Your arm is
your arm is stuck.
Stuck.
So I did like, and it took a while. It was really stuck. But then
it turned into a game.
It turned into a game.
Turned into a game,
so,
of course.
But not just a game. Like, he would cry every time he did it. It wasn't like playful cry. Even though he had that little glint in his eye.
Ding.
So I had to keep... I think I gave him chocolate again the second time he cried, too.
That's our go-to, people.
I need to get...
Chocolate's our go-to.
Review my parenting here, but... So I gave him chocolate
Child
again.
Child is crying. Chocolate!
I didn't think that he would do it again, but he did it, like, 4 or 5 times, which was so annoying. So by the end, I was like, just stop doing it! But it's like at home... He has this game where he gets an empty toilet paper roll and he sticks it on his hand and then comes to you and starts crying like it's handcuffs. It's just glued. And all you have to do is just gently slide it off and then he does it again. And we just do it over and over. So I think that's where it came from. But this one was like, he was really crying. It was like torturing yourself for fun. I guess that shows how bored he was. He needs an iPad.
So, no, but... Yeah, other than that, the traveling was pretty good.
Yeah. I think we almost got hit. That was fun.
Yeah, we did. Holy cow.
Barry laid his hand on the horn for like 2 minutes.
I did not let go of that horn. This lady totally pulled out right in front of me. Like, if I wasn't paying attention, like, and then she had to swerve her car, and then she was facing oncoming traffic.
Yeah, that was horrifying.
And I was just like, you're gonna die! And then, but everyone's okay. Don't worry.
But really, if I could sum this trip up in just a few words, it would be games.
Games.
Food.
Food. Lots of, we didn't even talk about food.
And stinking tired.
And stinking tired.
That was me. By the end,
that's,
I was like,
that's four words.
I said a few words.
A few words. Okay.
Yes, food.
Food.
So, like I said, there were two sets of families, and both of them wanted to cook a full Christmas dinner for us.
Yep. So, we ate lots of, well, interesting. One had turkey and ham, and one had turkey and brisket.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Both had pie.
Brisket. Both had pie.
And
beans, potatoes, all that. All the, you know, the usuals.
But what's important to the story is pie.
Why is that important?
Because I ate a lot of it.
You ate a lot of pie. What kind of pie?
Oh, pecan. Pumpkin, apple.
I only had pumpkin.
That's okay. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Oh, ice cream.
I have a question. What's the problem with having a chocolate cake? Or, I'm not a chocolate
white
cake.
Pie?
But like a chocolate mousse pie or something.
Because it's seasonal.
For Thanksgiving or Christmas.
Because it's a holiday. You have to have holiday smells.
And so, I just want to have a chocolate pie. I'm tired of pumpkin. I'm not even a big fan of it.
Yeah. Well, I had tons of pie. Not only did we have pie, but I had, there was one time where I had three types of pie on one plate. That was amazing. That was a lot of pie. I'd never eat pie, because this guy over here doesn't like it. So, pie,
I'm just picky about my pies.
We had a box of See's candy that was laid out. We had tons of chocolate pie, ice cream.
So, what was your overindulgence this year? We'd like to know.
We talked about it.
So,
it's on our Facebook page.
We have a special guest with us.
Say hi, Grayson.
Say hi, Grayson.
Hi.
Oh, there's our 7-year-old.
That's our 7-year-old.
Up past bedtime.
Not in bed like he should be.
Give him some chocolate.
Here, take a piece of chocolate.
I'm just kidding.
That's real chocolate, people.
It was a joke.
And go to bed. Good night, buddy. Love you. So.
Well, let's move on. I guess that was our Christmas. So food, pie, sleeping, lack of sleep, and board games.
Yeah.
It
was a great vacation, though.
It was.
So Christmas happened. Christmas is gone.
Yay.
What is next that everyone does? Has a party again.
Sleep.
And New Year's. But as parents.
I have to say.
And as individuals. What?
I was kind of disappointed.
Oh, okay.
Because we were talking on the drive home what we should do for New Year's.
Oh, uh-huh.
And this is the very first year that we didn't think that we needed to stay up till midnight. We have succumbed to old age and children.
But
we were like, let's have dinner and then go to bed.
We were asked to host a youth party for our youth of our church. But I think we just actually got canceled on that. So.
Oh. I haven't heard this.
Yes.
Anyway. Why did you bring it up?
That's just because we're talking about it. Because
I was talking about going to bed at 9.
Yeah.
But then you made us sound way cooler than we are.
So, but New Year's, as individuals and as parents, we often set goals for ourselves. And we often set goals that are unrealistic.
And stressful.
And stressful upon ourselves. We think of it as a yearly thing. And so we have some tips and advice that we would give to people. First of all, don't make unrealistic goals. Such goals like,
I want a bikini body by February.
Something like that. So just realize what
you, I want to be the perfect parent.
Yes, do not make that as an unrealistic goal, people.
My house is going to be clean from top to bottom
so
at one time.
You may not be the perfect parent, but you could be the perfect parent for your children, which is different for everybody. But also, do not set unrealistic timelines upon yourself. Meaning that oftentimes people set, okay, this year I'm going to do this. And then we get lost. We lose the sight of the goal because the year is essentially kind of far away in our mind's eye. So set more short-term goals that lead to a greater goal. So you have your smaller goals like, I'm going to do this within 3 months.
Okay, but there's other things like for most people is lose weight or be better, like better parent, better wife. But even if you break it down, some people break it down like this year I'm not going to yell. But you can break that down even more.
Yeah.
Like for us, we'd say maybe work on recognizing the triggers that make me yell and then work on recognizing those.
Yeah.
That's a good start. For us, I feel like you can't just, you need to really break it down into achievable things because you need to achieve big goals through little goals.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
That works. It's put it in better words than I did.
I'm just assuming that everyone's going to say lose weight and be a better parent.
Yeah. Or eat healthy.
Or clean your house.
That's your goal for us. Takes about a year. So no, I mean, we didn't want to focus too much on it, but everyone always has goals, and often they are unrealistic or unattainable.
And we'll post some articles and stuff about that throughout the week.
Do not do that to yourselves. Set realistic goals and things that you want to accomplish and do that.
And send your goals to us. We want to hear them. We'll read them on the show, post them on Facebook.
So
I want to know what other parents are making goals for.
Yeah, and we have goals that we are setting for us as, you know, we have our individual goals, but we have, you know, goals for our family and everything. One goal that
I haven't made any goals yet.
One goal that I want to accomplish this year is just
6-pack and abs.
That's an unrealistic goal. No, is to play more board games.
That's right. Oh, that's what I wanted to add, is make some fun goals.
Yeah.
Some of them are so stressful.
Yeah, and that's my fun goal.
We were talking about doing fun games.
Play
fun
more board games. Goals. Like, we've even talked about investing in and buying a new board game, like, maybe every month and play that with our family or as a couple. Have some fun goals in there. Don't just make it all stressful.
Once a month, you're going to do something big with your family.
Yeah. Go do a family activity once a month.
Yeah.
Like, go to the zoo or something like that.
I did like hearing someone today talking about goals, said that they write up family goals and they post it on their door.
Which is a good tip.
I liked that.
Because it's a reminder that you need, hey, these are the goals you set, so it's there. Or I know some people that take goals, especially daily goals, if you have a daily goal for yourself, and put it on your bathroom mirror. So that way you're always looking at it or.
But I like the door because you leave it. The first thing you see in the morning. So,
put it somewhere where you will see it daily.
Yes, and do some fun ones. Let us know what they are.
Yeah.
Give us some ideas.
Yeah.
When we have our goals, because I haven't planned any yet,
but
they're going to be awesome. I will post those so other people can see.
Yeah. We'll let you know what our goals are. And so our challenge to you this week is simply set fun goals for yourself this New Year's and set realistic goals for you this New Year.
Most importantly, just be happy.
Be happy.
Don't stress yourself out.
So that's it. We're done.
Oh, that was a short one.
Yeah, well, you know, it's
I'm kind of disappointed we didn't have any crazy stories to share about Christmas.
Yeah, we didn't have any, like,
that stinks that our family was so well-behaved.
Our family was awesome and we enjoyed our time with them. Yeah, not a single crazy story.
Meh.
Lame.
Next year.
Meh. All right, well, thank you for listening to The Clown Car. Parenting is hard, and we believe you should get a gold star just for trying.
Just remember, our way is not the only way. Find what works for you. You are doing a good job.
You are doing a good job. You can follow us and share your thoughts on Facebook and on Twitter at The Clown Car. And email us at theclowncarshow@gmail.com. And don't forget, we are now on iTunes. Just type in The Clown Car on iTunes and you can subscribe, rate, and review our show there. And until next time,
enjoy your circus.